T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We have spent a lot of time talking about auto insurance rates and really the crisis that we are in this state. For the past at least 6, if not 7 years, we've been either first, second, or third in having the highest auto insurance rates in the country. And I told you yesterday that I spent a lot of time over the weekend looking into this and researching it, and am completely frustrated not being able to get my hands as to the question as to why. The what is the outcome? The fact that we are a state that has some of the highest insurance rates in the country. But trying to figure out the why is the real question. There was a bill that went before Senate Jude A, the Omnibus Premium Reduction Act of 2019. There's been some information about it. Some say some misinformation about it. The bill failed. One of the members of Senate Jude A, Senator Jay Luno, is on the line joining us, who voted against the bill and wanted the opportunity to explain his side of the story. And we never turned down that opportunity for folks that want to present both sides of the issue. So we're very glad to have Senator Jay Luno join us this morning. Jay, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on. So, Jay, Representative Talbot brought the bill over from the House side. It passed on the House side to the Senate side. And I watched a videotape of that Senate hearing, and some interesting things came to the forefront.
Yeah, you know, it was an interesting bill, one, because it was multifaceted, and we don't do omnibus legislation in the state of Louisiana. We do single-object legislation. So that was something that was kind of strange to me. I'm not exactly sure why we did that this time on this bill, but the bill basically had 4 components of it that depending on who you listen to, were either designed to help lower insurance rates ultimately and/or tort reform measures. The 4 of those measures that gave me the biggest concern was the jury trial threshold portion of the bill. In Louisiana, we have the highest jury trial threshold in the nation at $50,000. And there is a lot of argument that by reducing that it will somehow bring down insurance rates. The testimony that we heard repeatedly, frankly, in my bill, my Senate Bill 89 in the Insurance Committee and in Judiciary A on Representative Talbot's bill, the actuaries that studied this and the lobbyists for the insurance industry themselves repeatedly said that this provision would not lower insurance rates. So that brought the question.
Well, did they say it would not, or they could not determine? Because what I saw was that they really, what the actuaries were saying, that they weren't able to determine whether or not it would or it wouldn't.
They said there was no empirical data in Louisiana or anywhere else in the United States that they could find that where it would lower insurance rates.
Right, because there were no other indications in any other states where it had been lowered a significant amount like this from 50,000 to 5,000, correct?
Right. Well, that's one component of it. But
right.
Further, I think more, to me, more telling was when the lobbyists who work for insurance companies came to the table and said emphatically this would not lower rates. And I mean, we were told that testimony was given. And when the insurance people's lobbyists are saying that, you know, you got to believe it. I mean, because typically those are the folks that are going to say, yeah, this could help and that sort of thing. But they just very honestly said it's not going to lower rates.
Yeah, I could believe that.
In Louisiana, we're much different from these other states that have lower jury trial thresholds, and that we don't fund our state court system through the state. We only pay the judges' salaries. The locals pay everything else. And the cost of doing this, the jury trial threshold bill, while it was undeterminable, was going to be a big deal for a lot of parishes, especially the rural parishes that only have 1 or maybe 2 judges, and it creates a tremendous hardship. We had testimony from the Judges Association, from the clerks of court, from the sheriff, from the district attorneys. Everyone agreed that this would be an extreme burden on the courts. Because you think about it, you're taking all the cases that are in the city courts where their jurisdiction is anywhere from 5,000 to 50,000, and you're removing all of them that are over 5,000 from those courts, and you're putting them in district courts, and then you're increasing, even if it's only doubling or tripling the number of jury trials, which I quite frankly think it'd be more than that, the cost of that's astronomical. A good example would be if you're in your car and somebody runs into your car and it causes $5,500 in damage, that you would have to have a jury trial in that instance if this bill were to pass. To get a jury trial in most jurisdictions, you have to put up about a $3,500 cash bond. So in addition to being out $5,500, you got to come up with $3,500, pay for the jury, and there you go. Whereas in other states, they pay those costs through the state general fund, and we don't do that.
Right. So you said there were four. That's the first. What are the other three?
The second one was a collateral source rule. In Louisiana, we have a rule that says that if you have, for instance, if you have private health insurance and you get into an accident, you're injured, and you use your private health insurance to pay those bills, you get that money. That money goes back to your health insurance company. In some instances, the bills are able to be reduced, and we allow the plaintiff to recover the full amount of the bill even before the reduction. The reason for that is several reasons. One is tort deterrence. We don't have punitive damages in Louisiana, so this is one of the ways that we have tort deterrence. And secondly, by allowing this collateral source rule to be in place, we reward people that are prudent and do things like buy health insurance and workers' comp and things like that, instead of punishing them where they have a lower recovery than people that don't have those type things.
Yeah, but Jay, that's kind of a little bit of a demented perspective, is it not? Because you're not really rewarding people, because, you know, employees don't buy workers' comp. And in many cases, employers are subsidizing employee premium bases, so employees aren't paying the full rate or the full freight of the premium base of the healthcare coverage that's provided to them by their employer. So when you allow the employee to double recover for something that they haven't really come out of pocket for, it would seem to me that collateral source rule is kind of an antiquated notion in many respects. And why wouldn't it be that trial lawyers would be in favor of whatever the plaintiff's out-of-pocket expenses are, that would be what they would recover?
Okay, it's a twofold question again. Let me explain the first one. Many people would argue that when a person is, their employer pays a portion of their health insurance, they're doing that in lieu of wages. In other words, they do that because they don't get the increased wage. They get the insurance paid for because it's a tax benefit for them. And if the employer wasn't paying for that, they would make more in wages. So therefore, it is a reduction in their patrimony. The other thing is, again, like I said, you're rewarding people for not being as responsible. For example, if you and I are in the same wreck and we both go to the same emergency room and we have the exact same medical bill, $1,000, but I have health insurance that I pay for, and my health insurance gets a discount of $200, why should you get to collect $1,000 for that bill and only get to collect $800 for it? Because my premiums on my health insurance will likely go up because I've made these claims, and it could have adverse effects on me in the future, and nobody's going to pay for that except me.
Yeah, but by the same token, why should I give the full $1,000 to the plaintiff who then turns around and negotiates with the same health insurance provider and gets a reduction in that bill to $800 or $700, and then he or she gets to keep the benefit?
Well,
you know, why
the argument, but I can tell you in my practice, and I am a lawyer in my practice, I don't see that happening. In fact, what ends up happening is the person who is injured, they have to pay their lawyer a percentage of the recovery.
But you know,
and the insurance company gets full recovery.
This is what I don't get. You know, in some tort schemes, your argument carries water. But when you're talking about an automobile accident, you know, it doesn't really serve the notion of tort deterrence. Because it is in fact an accident. It's not as though, you know, you have some situation where you have a property owner that's not properly maintaining their property And, you know, and therefore you're discouraging that behavior that maybe they should put more money into maintenance and upkeep of their property, which actually, you know, in premises liability created the injury for that individual as opposed to an accident.
And quite frankly, there are situations where that's exactly what happens. People fail to repair their automobiles or to make sure they're safe when they drive them, and they cause damage to people. So sometimes that is what it is. But here's the deal. That is one of the very few ways in Louisiana that we have that offers any tort deterrence. The only other methods I know about are as if somebody steals your cattle or your timber, or there's a sexual assault. Those are the only other issues we have punitive damages in Louisiana. And all these other states that don't recognize collateral source, they have punitive damages for the most part for tort deterrence. And we don't have that in Louisiana.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you be opposed to a notification rule that if a third party actually paid, that the plaintiff would be obligated to notify their third party insurance carrier of the claim?
I don't particularly have a problem with that. I suspect the insurance companies would.
You know, because
problem.
I mean, you know, I set up this the self insurance at the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office when I worked there, and we were very active with subrogation claims.
Right.
And I used to get trial lawyers calling me all the time, all upset, saying, "Well, you know, this is not how it typically happens. Why are you filing the intervention? Why don't you let me represent you?" I said, "I don't want you to represent me on the intervention because I don't want you to take a third. I want to get what my plan is due because I'm the one that's paid all of this money out, and I'm the one that's suffering the consequences of the medical expenses, and I don't want my employee to double cover."
No, and I don't have a problem with that. I think that's within their rights. In fact, quite often when they don't do that, it's detrimental to the plaintiff who's making the claim because they have to pay for the collection of that bill.
Right. Jay, can you hold on through the break? Because I
sure.
do want to finish this conversation with you. We'll be right back. Senator Jay Luno joins us. He's a member of Senate Jude A, talking about this omnibus premium reduction bill. Stay with us. This is Newell on WWL. We're back, and on the Blue Runner Gumbo Opinion Poll, we all want insurance rates in Louisiana to come down. Who should take the lead and make sure that happens? 60% of the respondents say the insurance commissioner, Jim Donlan. 20% say the governor, and 20% say the state legislature. We have Jay Luno, senator from Senate Jude A, that voted down the Omnibus Premium Reduction Act that was brought forth by Representative Talbert. And we're talking to Senator Jay Luno, and he's outlining the reasons why this bill was voted down. Jay, I think we covered two, the jury trial threshold and the collateral source rule. And what were the other two points you wanted to make?
The other two, the first one is direct action, and the best way to explain that is I'll tell you about a case I had a while back where my client and two other people were hit by an 18-wheeler that was driven by a Mexican citizen, and after the wreck, the Mexican person went back to Mexico, and we couldn't find him. So the direct action statute allowed us to sue the insurance company directly without having to sue him, and that would be repealed. That's something the insurance companies don't like. They want you to have to sue the person, and so that was the other component of it. Finally, the last one was a two-year prescriptive period. In Louisiana, a person has a year from the time they're injured to bring a lawsuit or they lose their rights. Louisiana is one of only a couple of states in the nation that have that short of prescription period. The others are 2 to 6 years. And the last part of that bill would increase the prescriptive period to 2 years in Louisiana.
So, Jay, yeah, when we talk about these issues, I mean, you would agree that we should be concerned when, as a state, we're number two in the country as it relates to auto insurance premium rates. Obviously, we've been there 6 to 7 years running, either number one, number two, or number three. We look at certain outliers. I'm not convinced that the outliers are actually contributing to this. In fact, I agree with you. In fact, I looked at an insurance industry report that says that 98% of all civil cases here are settled before they go to trial, which is exactly what it is in all other states. So you begin to wonder whether or not the jury threshold is going to make the difference or not.
Right. Let me tell you what I did because I agree with you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I agree with you that we have to do something about insurance, auto insurance rates in Louisiana. And I tried to do that. I had Senate Bill 89, and basically what that bill did it changed the way premiums are rated in Louisiana by insurance companies, and it made it where it's illegal for them to use what I call the widow tax. In Louisiana, many insurance companies will raise your insurance premiums if your spouse dies, and I didn't think that was right. Another component of it would be gender. My bill said that after age 25, that insurance companies could no longer use gender to increase rates because what we found was that females are charged disproportionately higher rates than males. And then finally, the last thing was a credit rating. Insurance companies use credit scores or credit rating to determine your insurance rates, and I thought that was wrong. It ought to be based on your driving record, what kind of automobile you're driving, that stuff. So my bill said that if you have 5 years without any accidents or tickets or claims, then they can't use your credit score because it's they're charging people because they have bad credit.
Jay, I get that, but that's how they rate everybody in every other state. So
That's incorrect. That's not how they do not allow credit scoring in many other states. In fact,
how many other states did? Because I asked the commissioner yesterday that question, because the credit scores, they're actually using that to predict human behavior, to predict the likelihood that you are going to make a claim. And I, you know, initially I thought it was about your ability to pay the premium.
Well, let me tell you.
But actually, in the actuarial tables, they use that as an indicator for human behavior of your likelihood to make a claim. And I think that, in fact, is wrong. And he said yesterday that they do that in every state.
Well, that's incorrect. And I don't remember the number of states, but that's not, they don't do it in every state. And let me tell you the fallacy of that argument. When they say they use it as an indicator of whether or not you're going to make a claim, the insurance we're talking about is liability automobile insurance. You can't make a claim against your own liability policy. Other people make claims against you that you injure.
That's correct.
So that's a false argument. I mean, it's
what ultimately ends up happening. I'm going to ask you for another favor, and I know you've got a committee going on. Can you continue on? Because I'd like to continue this conversation for a few minutes.
I would love
to,
but I actually have two committees I have to go to, so I have to apologize. I got to go back. To the Jude A committee, and then I have to be a national.
I want to get you back on because
I'd
like
to
talk
on. I really appreciate that.
Some more, and I appreciate your time today. I know you only committed for the first half hour, and I appreciate that.
Thank you very much.
All righty. Thank you so much, Senator Jay Luno, Senate Jude A, talking about the premium omnibus premium reduction bill. Okay, we just had Senator Jay Luno on. I'm not sure we got any closer to the answer. I am still just completely frustrated by this because, albeit all sides on the issue have agreed that this is a crisis for the state of Louisiana, that over the last 6 to 7 years, we've been either number one, number two, or number three with the highest auto rates in the country. And when we begin to look at all of the possible contributing ingredients to this problem, that's where we begin to fall out as it relates to, you know, which one may be more of a contributor or otherwise. Now, we started out the conversation as to what the actuaries actually said. And, you know, and it's always a little play on the words. And because I actually read what they said. They said they're not in a position to determine because they always look at historical precedent in order to predict the future of what actually happened. Well, this has never happened before, so they can't say what is going to be the impact here. So the benefit of the actuary looking at it is not as sound as in other situations. So I just wanted to make that point because it continues to contribute, you know, to the frustration as it relates here. And I just noticed that Representative Kirk Talbot is on the line, and we'll go to him on line two. Kirk, welcome to the show.
Hey, Newell. Good morning.
So, Kirk, we just had Senator Luno on the line talking about these issues. You know, he made some good points. I guess I would ask you, where do we go from here? I mean, you know, how do we get... We had this task force, HCR 47, House Concurrent Resolution 47, Senate Concurrent Resolution 55, you know, where we were supposedly attempting to move rates down. There was a report that was issued. It was inconclusive, I guess. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard for them to quantify what will happen. Example, we have a jury trial threshold at 50,000. No one has ever had a jury trial threshold that high or had one that high and lowered it. So there's really no way you can quantify that. The only thing I can tell you that I guarantee, if we do nothing, we're going to stay where we are, and it's getting worse, especially on the commercial side. And your listeners that drive commercial vehicles, meaning being either a school bus, dump truck, tow truck, 18-wheeler, will tell you it's getting harder and harder to even get a quote. Things like collateral source, and I wasn't able to listen to Senator Luna, who's a good friend of mine, and I appreciate what he's trying to do. He offers a different perspective, and I can appreciate that. But we have to align ourselves with these other states with things like direct action, collateral source, and jury trial threshold, and prescription period. At the very least, we need to do that. And what's the worst case scenario? We've aligned ourselves with everybody else. We're not going to be the brave new world and try things that have never been tried. You know, we have statistics on states that have 2-year or more prescription periods. We have the numbers on states that have lower jury trial thresholds. So, you know, we need to do something. I'm glad that you've really shined the light on this subject. It's getting worse. It's not getting better, and we need to do something.
You know, when I was looking at some of the insurance reports, what kind of struck me is the cost of bodily injury claims.
Right.
And it seems to me that we have and it's not in hospital care, it's in other care. And it seems to me to be that we may have a culture in some of our medical delivery care system that is a little out of whack, you know, with others.
We either have very delicate bodies here or something is really out of whack, because the severity of bodily injury claims in Louisiana is so much higher than other states. So, you know, something is wrong. I know you probably touched on collateral source. If the judge and the jury can never see what was actually incurred, they're only getting the inflated cost, that causes costs to go up. When costs go up, premiums go up. So, you know, a $5,000 bodily injury claim in Alabama is being settled for $35,000, $40,000 in Louisiana, and that causes costs to go up.
Yeah, I mean, I have a bone to pick on the collateral source rule. I don't think that the plaintiff should be unjustly enriched when a third party is paying the benefits,
right,
you know, for the plaintiff. And to try and make this loose connection that the individual would otherwise be paid more in compensation if there wasn't the benefit package, I think just runs contrary to good common sense, because in many cases, such as workman's compensation, it's mandated by state law.
Well,
you know, so, you know, companies are forced to do certain things that the legislature imposes on them at certain limits with minimum coverage standards, and then they're being penalized once, you know, a suit is filed on the collateral source rule. So it doesn't make sense to me.
Doesn't to me either, Newell.
You know, so, I mean, I can go round and round, but I don't think the collateral source rule in and of itself is what's driving the high auto insurance rates in this state.
And well, I think it's a combination of things, and that's why instead of filing individual bills, I had direct action, collateral source, prescription period, and jury trial threshold all in the same bill, because I don't think there is one home run solution. I think it's a combination of things that are leading to this, to where we are now.
You know, and I wanted to have this conversation with Jay. I'd love to know what we think about having a period of time where, you know, if we tried the jury trial threshold issue and other issues. And I like the notion in the bill that if it does lead to reduction in losses, that inures to the benefit of the policyholders, because you don't know what you don't know. And it seems to me that this is an accumulation of things that has led to a culture. And,
well,
you know, it's not until there's going to be some disrupting factor that I think we'll ever be able to determine what's going to ultimately happen.
Agreed.
And it sounds contrary to my intellectual side of my head, but when I look at all of the data, I'm frustrated because I don't see anything glaring standing out that's going to be the significant factor. And I don't know. It almost pains me to say that, but that's...
Well, you're right. It's not one thing. I think it's a combination of things.
Yep. All right. I got to get to a break. Thank you for calling. If you're on hold, stay on hold. We'll come back to the talk lines when we return. I do know one thing. Somebody, somewhere, somehow, collectively, there are people a lot smarter than me that know about insurance risk. The actuaries, I'd like to lock them up in a room for a period of time and say, you're not coming out till you resolve this. We got to try something. Because what's going on now ain't working. That I know for sure. So let's see. We got elections coming up in October. This is your opportunity as voters to say, put up or get out. We want this issue resolved. We'll be right back after the break. This is Newell on WWL. On a Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, 48% of the respondents say the insurance commissioner, Jim Donilon, needs to get all over this. 38% say the 30% the legislature, and 22% say the governor. Let's go to Jay out in Slidell on line one. What say you, Jay?
How you doing, Noel?
Doing great.
I was trying to get. I know Senator Luno from my days at Tech. He and I went to Tech together. It's been a while since we've talked. What I was kind of curious about was what you hit on. If this isn't the solution, and by the way, I'm a retired teacher and I'm in the insurance business now. But if the solution that Representative Talbot isn't a part of the solution, then what is? What is his? I heard what he said about the things that he tried to, initiate or pass. But, rates are based on exposures. And if females have greater risk or whatever, then that's what the rates are based on. Just like workers' comp. A roofer's going to cost more than a secretary. So I really just wanted to make that point to him. And I'll just give you a real quick, for instance, of without mentioning names or clients or anything, but a small business here in Slidell has three trucks in their fleet, two are garaged in Mississippi, one's garaged in Slidell, and the difference in premium for the one in Louisiana is like $800 or almost $1,000 a year. It's crazy. There's no rhyme or reason, like you said, about it, for it. And so I don't know. I would be curious to see all those trial lawyers that voted against this. Give us a solution. Don't just say, I don't like this. I don't like the way this is going. Give me a solution.
You know, the only problem I have, and I don't know Senator Luno that well personally. I know he's got a great reputation. I know him to be a very bright attorney and good at what he does. But the problem is when you introduce a Senate bill and you come from one part of the issue, you know, representing trial lawyers, and your bill is to restrict another player in the sandbox with you as to what they can do, it just loses credibility for me. So when he talks about, well, I introduced a bill to try and address this to lower insurance rates. So what I did was I wanted the insurance company to not be able to do this, to not be able to do that, and to not be able to do this. Okay, well, what did you give up as a trial lawyer? Well, you know,
right.
We don't want to talk about
right.
that. You know, we
right.
got if
and,
we're going to bring
the
about the spirit and the art of compromise, you know, we need to craft a deal where nobody's happy. They're all giving something up. And I know that's fairly simplistic, but that's the only way this is ultimately going to work. And I'm going to talk about these report cards that these industries have on these legislators. And because we're coming up and we're going to be voting on state legislators in October. And I think the most effective legislators up there are the ones that don't give a rat's ass about their report cards. And if you got legislators up there that have a real good score from an industry, you need to look twice at that legislator, because that legislator's got maybe too cozy to that industry. And you need to think twice about it before voting for them. And we'll talk about why when we come back. Stay tuned. This is Newell on WWL. We're back, and we're talking about the auto insurance crisis in the state of Louisiana. Not something to be proud of. We are the second highest in the country, second only to Michigan. I was reading about why Michigan is at the top of the list, and they offer benefits as a result of some of their auto insurance policies that there's no doubt if that continues on, they're going to stay number one for a while. And I would be very surprised if we pass them up again. If we do, then we have a bigger problem than what we thought. Because of the way they have certain things structured in their law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.